All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, quick note, and I don't know, and I'll double confirm this. You know, we always like to talk point spreads, and we're talking about Michigan State. Earlier today, I looked, and it was Michigan -4.5 against Iowa. That game is now currently off the board.
I have no idea why that would even be. Who knows?
Let me double check something. Let me, Sully, sing the people a song. I'm gonna double check something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm looking at it right now too. It's the last update I'm seeing of this game. There's some that were at, you know, 220, 227. There were some updated lines. Michigan -3.5, but
whoa, 3.5?
Michigan -3.5. Yeah.
Whoa, Kemosabe. Wait a second. So hold on. In the advanced line, it was Michigan -7. It got bet down to 5, then bet down to 4.5, then bet down to 3.5?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at, to be quite honest with you, around noon today, I can see the time that these were posted. Around noon today, the Vegas consensus line was Michigan -4.5. And then at 2 o'clock, it moved to Michigan -3.5.
What are they pulling this thing to recalibrate? I mean, like, they can change lines on the fly. Now, according to the Action Network, 70% of tickets and 80% of the money, Iowa. And bets that go in this early, Mike, this ain't Bob and Wyandotte at the local Tool and Die or Gino the pizza delivery boy throwing a $50 bet in. The pros bet early, the amateurs bet late. Mike, that line is flying. If this crosses 3, it means Michigan's getting their ass kicked. That's what that means.
Yeah, it's today. I mean, literally lunchtime today is when it really started moving.
I mean, well, here's the other thing. It does make you wonder. The pros have information that just we don't have. The pros have information the media doesn't have. You wonder if someone's hurt and we don't know about it.
We've heard plenty of rumors that we're not going to necessarily dive into
all
on
right,
air.
But take it easy.
But you wonder.
David's sex life is not up for discussion.
Well, that's not rumor. That's just fact.
A legend from what we've heard.
Get it done.
You hear. It makes you wonder if some of these rumors that you hear that are completely unconfirmed rumors.
You know the game I'm excited about for Saturday. The mighty green wave travel to West Point for homecoming at Army.
Yeah, you're going to that. That's right. You're going to New York for that.
Can't wait. I'm excited. It's a good weekend of college football. Let me get to the people. Just really interesting on the Michigan thing. That's all. Off the board in one area, on the board, but that spread is flying towards 3.
People are pointing out, too, that ESPN Pick Center is showing it at 3 right now. I'll have to look at that.
Wow. Go to JB971. What's up, JB?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you for it. What's up?
I wanted to piggyback on what you said about the talent differential and look at Michigan under Harbaugh from a little different perspective other than scheme and chemistry and stuff like that. Probably a very nice kid, probably going to be a tremendous success in life, whatever. But the fact that Jordan Glasgow is a starting linebacker at the University of Michigan is recruiting / player development malpractice.
Agree. I think he's a try-hard kid. I think he busts his ass. He gives it his all. But if you compare him and then what a starting linebacker should look like at Ohio State or, you know, Alabama, Georgia, yeah, sorry, no.
That kid would not be invited to walk on at Ohio State. And he's going to be starting for Michigan. He was destroyed by Wisconsin. He will be eviscerated when they play Ohio State. And to me, that's kind of the most of the issue. I think a lot of his classes have been very top-heavy. 3 or 4 big names that drive the class ranking up. But the meat and potatoes of the class have just not been very good.
You know what's interesting, JB? You're bringing up something that we talked about right in the postmortem of the Wisconsin game, and there was an article by an Ohio State site. I think it was maybe ozone.com or Bucknuts or one of the two. But they did this perspective on Michigan's front seven defensive recruiting and the kids that are no longer there, the kids that just stink, and then the kids that are still on the roster. And JB, it really shows a complete, almost dereliction of duty as it would pertain to defensive line recruiting and specifically the interior. It's a really interesting piece if you go find it.
I think I read that. They talked about how light their defensive line is. They're averaging like 270 across the board. If that's the same article, but when I saw that Wisconsin game and I saw that kid playing and just getting destroyed, I said that kid. And I actually looked him up because I'm a observer of the Michigan Ohio State rivalry from afar. I'm not really a fan of either team, but I looked him up. That kid had no offers coming out of high school, even to the MAC.
No,
he's your starting linebacker. And I don't mean to bang on the kid. He's probably a really good kid.
No, but here's what I'm telling you. Like, I think Michigan fans expected Michigan recruiting to look different than this. I don't look at Michigan and tremble in fear of the talent they're putting out there. Am I a little bit afraid of Nico Collins? Yes. The man is a physical freak show. Are there occasional players I can go up and down the roster and go, yeah, that kid's damn good. But JB, you're bringing it up. It's just they don't have these waves of talent that I look at and go, oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble this week. No. No. At no point in Harbaugh's tenure. And I actually think it's kind of less this year. I mean, the mark of a true national power is not just having good players on the 22. It's what do you got behind them? I mean, right here and now, what do you got behind Charbonnet? A walk-on at True Wilson. You know, you got a quarterback on the roster? Not sure. What do you got on the D-line? Dwum 4 gets hurt. What's behind them? Whoa, buddy. What do you got? Preseason, you're not deep in the interior of your line. You're not deep at corner. I don't think I'm wrong. You know, you don't have a proven running back. I don't like your quarterback. No, I think it's okay to say, you know what? A little disappointed. I got to find that piece because we did it right after Wisconsin. Where's all the D linemen? Where are they? Yeah, it's all ha-ha horse bleep when you're running kids out of your program. Meritocracy. It's all well and good. And then you realize, damn, we could actually use that guy. Oh, damn, I wish he had stuck around. Geez, where's this kid who was supposed to be good who's awful? Just throwing it out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.